the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
This is the fascinating story of Dan Tro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dan Tro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Far out in space, Dan Tro, the Planet Man, and Pat, the beautiful daughter of Professor Darrow, are speeding toward Mars, where they will try to aid the Martian underground in revolt against the evil ruler of Mars, Marston. Even now, Marston is assembling a space armada to attack the Earth. Alone in his huge throne room, he is talking to FEMA, his pet flying Martian cobra, the only living thing he trusts.
So, FEMA, my deadly friend, the solar system will learn what it means to thwart Marston of Mars. That's right. We'll crush them all beneath our rays. Wipe out Planaria Rex and all those tender-hearted fools. First we'll take the Earth, then Venus, then the moons of Saturn. Mercury we'll keep till last. And that great hero, Dan Tro, Planet Man, they call him. He'll be a sorry hero when we finish with him, eh, FEMA? Any moment now my ships will intercept him in space, and I'll have him where I want him. We'll feed him to the Marlions, and the girl, too. After we've learned what we need to know to conquer the Earth. Maybe I'll let you have a little fun with them then. Hey, would you like that, FEMA?
Another 2 hours should put us on Mars.
Are there meteors in our path?
No, they can't be meteors. They just change direction, and meteors would stay in one path. There's only one thing they can be. Marston's patrol.
Can we fight them?
If I were alone, I'd take the chance. But with you along, I'm afraid we'll have to surrender if they attack us. I just can't risk your life.
But the whole solar system is at stake.
I'm sorry, Pat. There. They're sending us a message.
You are on the province of Mars. Cut your drive. We're coming aboard. Cut your drive immediately or we'll ray you out of space.
All right. I'm cutting my drive. Don't fire. Pat, don't say a word. Let me handle them. They're right alongside. Well, here comes the welcoming party.
Surrender in the name of Marston, ruler of Mars.
We surrender. What do you want with this?
Marston will tell you himself, but I'm afraid you're not going to like it. All right, get ahead of me and no tricks. My needle ray is set at full charge, and I just love to use it.
Slats. Oh, Slats, come over here.
Well, how are things going? I see they've left you here, Slats, with the old men and the children. While they went off somewhere to claim all the glory.
Look, I told you before, it doesn't matter what you say. They're my friends and I trust them. They won't leave me out of anything good.
Oh, you're so blind. Do you think they even think about you? You've served your purpose.
They'll be back.
I happen to know they'll never be back.
What are you talking about?
I've said enough. This is your last chance. Come over with us, and when Marston conquers the Earth with your help, he'll make you his governor. All the Earth will be at your feet. Just think of what you'll be able to do then.
Well, I don't know. Are you sure it's safe?
Safe? It's certain. Now, are you with us?
By gosh, you're right. I took as much chance as they did, and they'll get all the glory. Okay? Count me in.
Martin! Dan Astro, the Planet Man, and the Earth Girl are here.
Bring them in. Well, Dantro, I've waited a long time for this, but it was worth waiting for.
What did you want with us, Marston? Why did you bring us here?
That's funny. What do I want? I want to rule the solar system, and by the moons of Mars I shall, and you too shall help me.
You must be mad. We'll never help you.
Listen to them, Freeman. Brave, aren't they? But enough conversation. I'm afraid we'll have to give you a little demonstration of our skill at torture. What is this? Probably a message from our representative on Planaria Rex. Yes, what do you have to report from that nest of fools?
I have great news, O Marston. The Earthman Slats has joined forces with us. Even now, he is on his way to you.
Oh, that kind of news I like. Well, Fema, now no one will stop us. What do you think of that news, Planet Man?
I don't believe it.
He's some trick. I know Slats wouldn't betray us. He'd die first.
Someone will die, but not him. He should be here soon, and then I won't need either of you. We'll try your courage against our hungry pack of Marlions. Take them to the dungeons until I'm ready to see them beg for mercy.
Marston seems to have all the cards. Dantro and Pat at his mercy. Slats on his side. His space armada assembling for an assault on unsuspecting Earth. We'll be back for more thrills in a moment. So, level off! With Dantro the Planet Man and Pat locked away in a dungeon, Marston of Mars is free to proceed with his plans to conquer Earth. Now he is talking to Slats, another member of the Earth crew, who appears to have betrayed his friends and joined forces with Marston.
Hey, look out!
Don't be frightened, Earthman. That's Fema's way of showing how much she loves you. Fema loves all those who help Marston in his plans. But take care. If ever you betray me, Fema will know it. And her fangs carry a poison so deadly that just a drop of it on your skin and you die in seconds. A second of great agony.
What do you mean, betray you? We have a deal, haven't we? I'm a man of my word.
A man who will sell out his friends can never be trusted. I am not interested in your word. Be warned. I am no fool.
Okay. Now, what were we talking about?
About my plans to conquer the Earth. You must tell me what defenses they have. And be sure of what you tell me. For I shall hold you personally responsible for any mistake.
Well, there's one thing I want you to promise me before I tell you anything.
What is that?
You've got to promise me that the Planet Man and Pat are kept under wraps. I can't afford to take any chances either.
But I have already told you. They are deep in the dungeons where they can never get free until I am ready to dispose of them.
I want to see them.
Very well. But I warn you again. If this is some kind of trick, you will die in agony.
Gee, you're certainly hard to live with. Let's go.
Pat, there's something I'd better tell you.
We're in real danger, aren't we, Dantro?
Yes, Pat. There's no sense in pretending. We're in a tight spot, and I haven't the faintest idea of how we can get out.
What do you think Marston will do to us?
Well, that depends on Slats. You know him better than I. You think he'd really sell out?
An hour ago, I'd have staked my life on his loyalty to father, me, and the kids. Now I'm beginning to wonder. If Marston wasn't sure of getting the information about Earth somewhere else, he certainly wouldn't leave us here. He wasn't just threatening about the torture. He really meant it.
That's what bothers me.
What are those Marlions you talked about? Are they animals?
They may sound like your Earth lions, but they're as different from them as a house cat is from an enraged panther. No one's ever beaten one without a ray gun. And even then, they can take a full charge for minutes before it has any effect.
Then there isn't a chance.
There's only one real defense against them. Here on Mars, there's a rare flower, the scent of which somehow throws them into a trance. No one dares enter the jungles of Mars without it. If we could only get some of its perfume...
We might as well wish for a spaceship, too. There's just about as much chance. What's that? Someone coming?
Yes. There's a light coming down the stairs. I can just about see them now. What? It's Marston. And it's Slats.
Oh, no. Slats.
There. Now do you believe me? Look at them. Like two rats in a trap.
Oh, Slats, I just can't believe you would do a thing like this. What's happened? Did they hypnotize you or something? How could you join forces with this madman?
Madman, is it? Yes, mad to rule the solar system. But why waste my time with you? All right, Slats, my fellow conqueror. Now let us go and discuss plans for the Earth.
Just one thing first. I never liked that stuffed shirt, Danzo. I'd like to give him a little souvenir.
Come here, you.
Don't do it, Danzo.
I'm not afraid of anything the traitor can do. What do you want?
You rotten coward. You wouldn't dare do that if these bars weren't between you and Dantro.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. Real friends, aren't you? Just wait until tomorrow when those two face the Mar Lions. You'll really enjoy yourself.
Pat and Dantro seem to be facing certain death. What will be their fate when they meet the Mar Lions? Return in a moment. But now, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. Planet. Man.